Good morning again, Alex.
Thank you again for joining us on the show this morning.
Pleasure.
So would the proposed changes, if put into effect, help home buyers in a meaningful way?
Well, certainly it'd help first-time buyers who really have the capacity to pay off a home loan but don't necessarily have a deposit, you know, as you say, a 20% deposit ready to go. And certainly that would get them into the market, which is very competitive, and certainly it is in Sydney. That is absolutely true. But the way I see it is, you know, you could actually criticise that for the government actually jumping into the housing market and being a co-investor with the first home buyers. But in terms of giving particularly young home buyers a leg up, I think it's actually a great idea, and it's such a great idea that when Scott Morrison announced it at 11:30 on Sunday morning, Bill Shorten adopted it by 12:30. So if both parties think it's a good idea, it probably is a good idea, even with the election on Saturday. So my sense is the questions that people are asking are what's going to do for home prices, what's going to do for interest rates, and certainly where this type of scheme has been tried, and particularly in New Zealand, where I understand it's been very successful, that hasn't really had an impact on those types of factors, particularly the price factor.
Because that was what my next question was going to be. Like, is it going to then, you know, impact how much housing is then? Like, how will it kind of trickle down and affect everything else in the market?
Well, look, I think what's going to affect the market more is actually Labor's proposed changes to negative gearing and the way that may well affect the available of rental properties, which, of course, is the way that most people start out in the market. So I think that's actually a bigger risk than this. My sense with this is it's a question of, as I said before, whether government should actually have a role in co-investing in your residential property. The purist in me says no, but the pragmatist in me, in the sense of we do need to do something to make sure that young home buyers can get into the market and get their first home, says yes. So it's good politics. It's 50-50 on the policy in terms of its purity, but in terms of it doing the job, I think it will. But the important thing is I don't think that it will have an impact on the overall price of the housing market in terms of prices going up. In fact, I think at the moment we're still at the bottom of the trough over the last couple of years anyway. So, I'm more concerned about what negative gearing changes might mean for the rental market. And the thing is, we still need to have a good large stock of rental properties for singles, couples and families to live in. And if they dry up in any way, that actually is going to have a really negative impact, including on on the residential purchasing market. So even with the housing assistance or deposit assistance like this, it may well be that that is going to put a squeeze on property prices far more than both the government and the opposition are now proposing.
And, you know, as we mentioned before, we're only a couple of days out from an election. Do you think that it is likely that either party, if they are elected, will actually enact this policy? Is it another empty campaign promise?
Well, as I said, I mean, 11:30 Morrison announced it, 12:30 Shorten matched it. So both sides of politics are certainly going to do this. So I think whoever wins on Saturday, we're going to see this scheme in one form or another. How it's going to work in practice, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, but we've had government assistance schemes for first home buyers before. I mean, but it hasn't been in terms of the deposit as much as in terms of a lump sum amount that goes, you know, basically as a grant to first home buyers. So this is actually the same principle, but doing it in a different way. So, but yes, I think you have to assume that both parties will honour this particular promise, and I hope both parties honour all their particular promises. So
you would hope so. You would hope so. Yeah, watch this space indeed. And just kind of looking at the intention behind these promises, do you think that this idea was to help first home buyers? Do you think it was a kind of a way of currying favour for young voters in the election? Do you think it was just kind of like trying to look at the younger demographic? Or do you think that...
Oh, Alex, you're so cynical.
maybe a little bit.
Look, I would say two parts of the question, yes and yes. there's nothing wrong with currying favour with voters in an election. But it's also, the government was very keen to show that it hadn't abandoned young home buyers, people aspiring to buy their first home. They never really have, but this is actually showing that they do have a commitment to people buying in the market, not just renting. And I think that is actually a good thing.
Mm.
If it just happens to have a political payoff as well, sometimes politics is good policy and vice versa. So there you go.
Well, Terry, as you said, it's a definitely watch this space scenario. Thank you again so much for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, pleasure, Alex.